It was a blessing for me the short period of time I got to be there. We were talking about Sister Millie a minute ago in our prayers. It was a very sweet moment to be able to be there. It wasn't sweet that she got bad news, but it was a very sweet moment to be there when her brothers and sisters in Christ, not her family, some were a natural family, but those that were there that gathered around her and prayed for her and tried to comfort her, that was a very special moment, and I was very glad that I was able to be there. If for nothing else, for the whole week, just to be able to be there to share in that experience, that was very special. While Tracy and the girls were gone all week, I had a lot of downtime when I wasn't working at the house. And when I have downtime, I tend to think a lot. And what I was thinking on this week while they were gone is, it may be a kind of a touchy subject, and if you think that I'm not trying to offer you any advice this morning to the men I'm primarily going to talk to this morning. Advice is us out on the golf course, and you ask me if you ought to hit a 5-iron or a 3-wood. I'll give you advice on that. What I'm offering this morning is not advice. I'm going to share with you what God's Word says on the subject that I've got on my mind. There's a big difference between advice and what the Lord's telling us to do. So if I was offering advice, then that might make me a hypocrite, which if you look at the Greek word, the root word of hypocrite, it means actor. So I'm not going to act this morning and try to give you advice on a subject that I struggle in. I'm going to give you what God's Word says and how we should address it and how I know I need to do better. And when I look at this, and what it's really around is about being a husband. And you young men, Colby, pay attention to this, because, Lord willing, one day you will be married. And you young ladies, pay attention to this, because these are things that you want in your husband and a man to show you when you're looking to get married and to have a husband. I'm going to start in the beginning. I'm going to go to Genesis. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And I've got a lot of I may bounce around a lot this morning. But Genesis 2:18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him." He didn't say he was going to make a servant for him, did he? He didn't say he was going to make someone that should be downtrodden or abused or not paid attention to or not loved. He said he was going to make a helpmeet. And that's what he did. That's what our wives are. When I look out, and I don't know who's been married here the longest. I'm going to guess the Joneses. I'm going to pick on you a little bit this morning, Mr. Jones. I would gather to say, as long as y'all been married, you don't have the perfect marriage, do you? No. Me and Tracy's been married about 20 years, and I hadn't figured it out yet. Not totally. She hadn't run me off yet, which she's probably had the right and should have done a long time ago, but she hadn't. But it's something that we work on. When I sang a song at singing school this week, I led a song, and it's hard sometimes when you're up there, even in a little class setting, because everybody's such a technical singer. I'm not a technical singer. I wasn't right. I try to sing from spirit and from my heart. I said, I will not sing this song perfectly, but I will give a perfect effort in singing this song. And that's what I tried to do. I will not be a perfect husband. It's not in us to be a perfect husband or a perfect man. But I have to endeavor and strive to give it a perfect effort. And I fall way short of that a lot of times. You know, I look around. I know there is not a husband in here or a father that is not willing to lay down their life for their spouse. Or some, God forbid, somebody came through that door, lay down their life for their church family. But that's not enough, is it? That's not everything that we're supposed to, you know, providing and protecting our wives and for our children is not everything we're supposed to do, is it? There's a little bit more to it than that. That's a good thing to do, and it's good that we're willing to do that, but there is more to it. And like I say, I bring this up this morning because I do, you know, Tracy may not admit it, yes, that I'm not a perfect husband. And it may be hard for y'all to believe that I'm not a perfect husband, but I'm not. I'm not perfect in anything. The only, and the one, you know, the great benefit to knowing the truth of God's word this morning is that, you know, we can get off and study things like this. I don't have to sit up here and preach to you about your salvation and what you need to do to be saved, because you already know that. That's already been taken care of, hadn't it? So we can look at some of this other stuff and try to get off into it and figure out how we can be better at being husbands. And where did I want to go? Go with me to Ephesians. In chapter 5 and in 25, husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. That's a pretty profound love. It's hard to fathom that kind of love, but that's what we should strive for. Love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, a lot of times, you know, there's no doubt that I love my wife. And I let a lot of outside things influence me at home, you know, whether it's work or stress or things like that. But so over in verse 28, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. If we don't like ourselves very much, it's hard to like anybody else, isn't it? If we don't like or love ourselves because of what we've got going on in our lives, it's hard for us to show that love to our wives. And I know, you know, we'd laugh sometimes about the way I used to work, especially when I would come home, Tracy and the girls would just leave, you know, that, because they didn't want to be around me. I wasn't loving myself very much right then. Or whether the things that influence us from the world, when we bring those, you know, our home should be our church away from church. That should be our sanctuary from the world also. And when we bring things back into it, and we know we don't love ourselves very much as men. You know, we think that, you know, we're men. You know, you've seen those stupid commercials, men, men, men. We think like that sometimes, and we think that we're protecting our spouses from not being honest with them and not talking to them and not telling them how we feel. But when we do that, we're not showing them our love and our respect and our honor. You know, it says we're supposed to treat our wives with benevolence. You know, that's a big word. A disposition to do good, an act of kindness. I had to write that down because I couldn't remember it. I don't have a perfect memory when it comes to words like that. you know, Tracy's gotten on me before about, you know, something bad will be happening at work, and I don't want to share it because I think I'm protecting her, but I'm not protecting her. I'm just making myself mad, and I'm hating myself, and that translates into the love that I show my wife. And that's not how it's supposed to be. And once again, I'm not making this up. This isn't Stephen's opinion. I'm trying to share with you the best examples I could find this morning. I know there's a lot of other ones and ones that I'll miss.